Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Biden administration is announcing it intends to take creative steps to get broader public support for its $1.9 trillion COVID-19 rescue plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki today also saying the administration is watching the development of new vaccines and is taking action to help boost the numbers of people that can be vaccinated on a daily basis.
HHS will amend the current PREP Act declaration to permit recently retired doctors and nurses to administer COVID-19 vaccines.
Referring to Johnson & Johnson, the latest company to have a successful vaccine trial, Psaki said the administration does not need any new vaccines to be approved by the FDA to fulfill its plan to purchase 200 million additional doses by summer. However, she said it's a positive step if additional vaccines are approved for emergency use. Data released by Johnson & Johnson shows their COVID-19 vaccine candidate is not the most effective vaccine available, but public health experts say it could still be a key tool in suppressing the pandemic. Here's NPR's Ping Wong.
Overall, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine protected about two-thirds of its trial participants from getting COVID-19. That's less effective than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which are around 95% effective at preventing all symptomatic disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to President Biden, says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could still be very useful.
This is a single-shot vaccine in which you start to see efficacy anywhere from 7 to 10 days following the first and only shot.
Fauci also says that while people who get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might still get COVID, the vaccine does appear to be very good at keeping people alive and out of the hospital. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The Labor Department is issuing more stringent guidelines for employers to help protect their workers against the coronavirus. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Biden ordered the new guidelines on his first full day in office.
The Labor Department's workplace safety arm, OSHA, is now giving employers detailed instructions on how to keep workers safe through social distancing, for example, and by wearing masks. The guidance also calls for attendance policies that encourage sick workers to stay home. Worker safety advocate Debbie Berkowitz of the National Employment Law Project says the federal advice is long overdue.
This is a really big step that signals that OSHA's back into its mission of protecting workers, and that's how you're going to open the economy. If you protect the spread of COVID-19 at work, then we're going to be able to move forward a whole lot quicker.
The guidance is just a recommendation for now, but OSHA is expected to issue mandatory safety rules by mid-March. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A rough end to a rough week and a tough month for U.S. financial markets. All of the major U.S. financial indices tumbled nearly 2% or more today as the tug of war between small retail investors and big institutional firms continued. The Dow dropped 620 points. The Nasdaq was down 266 points. This is NPR. U.S. Capitol Police say they are stepping up security at Washington area transportation hubs and taking a number of other steps aimed at bolstering travel safety for lawmakers. The moves come as Congress continues to react to this month's chaotic assault on the Capitol that left 5 people dead, including a Capitol Police officer. The Associated Press says it obtained information in an email. The House's chief law enforcement officer says Capitol Police will be stationed at area airports in Washington's Union Station on busy travel days. Canadian Airlines say they will cancel all flights to Mexico and the Caribbean as the Canadian government enacts further restrictions on international travel. Emma Jacobs has more.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said all international flights will now arrive at 4 airports. Air travelers will have to pay for a coronavirus test and quarantine up to 3 days at a government-approved hotel, expected to cost over $2,000. Those who test negative can finish required 14-day isolations at home.
We will also, in the coming weeks, be requiring non-essential travelers to show a negative test before entry at the land border with the U.S.
The latest restrictions aim in part to stop the spread of new variants of the virus. Meanwhile, Canada has widespread transmission at home, including of the new UK variant. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
Crude oil futures prices slipped again following stocks lower today. West Texas Intermediate for March delivery fell 14 cents a barrel to settle at $52.20 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.